Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
All right, everyone, on today's episode of Nothing Major, packed episode, we have the Cincinnati recap, we have Sinner out of the Open, we have Alcaraz in the Open, we have Alcaraz-Serena playing mixed doubles at the Open, and a lot more. Let's get going.
Jack Jones, Stevie and Sam, got close a few times, never won a slam, nothing major.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I got Stevie, I got John, I got myself, I got Charlie Fox, and the Suits with us. Busy week of tennis, guys. Busy 12 days of tennis. We're going to start with Winner's Circle. We had a Masters Series conclude last night. We're going to start with the men. Arthur Fils takes his first Masters Series title over Francis Tiafoe. John, no Sinner, no Alcaraz. These Masters Series have been kind of open for whoever. Arthur Fils, no surprise necessarily that he wins it. I think everyone thought he had the game, but are you... You surprised at all, I guess, that he won it, or were you just...
No.
You know what? He was the best player all week.
Yeah, I mean, it was wide open. Everyone knew that, like, from the very beginning. Like, he was easily one of 10 guys who could conceivably win the tournament. And I think after his round of 16 match against Demonauer, he was clearly playing the best tennis. I mean, he wins that easily, straight sets. Then he wins his quarterfinals 3-2. Then he takes out Cipolli 3-4. So he was playing so incredibly well. And he was actually a big favorite in that match against Francis on top of that. So, again, once the dust settled and it kind of got into the quarterfinal round, I don't think it's a surprise at all. He was playing the best of anyone and just hitting the ball with – just unbridled power on his forehand, on his backhand side, and just not thinking about anything out there. Just see ball, hit ball. He was incredible all week. And I mean, kind of the cherry on top to win in the final 6-0 in the third was incredibly impressive from Arthur.
Arthur? Courier goes out of his way when he's on the Arthur to like say Arthur.
It's like,
I just want to call him Arthur.
There's an H in there.
There's an actual H in there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So no. I'm with you, Sam. We're with you. It's
Arthur.
Arthur. But he was insane all week. So props to him, and got a crap ton of momentum heading into New York.
Yeah. Stevie, Arthur, he's been your guy for a while. I feel like we all love him, but you especially. John said it 6-0 in the third after losing the second set 6-1. Do you think now that he's won this, are you putting him as like, what kind of favor do you put him at the Open now to hoist the title?
I would probably, I'd for sure have him in like the top like 7-8. I mean, I would have had him close to 10-ish prior to this week.
Not higher than that? You don't have him like Carlos Zverev him?
No. He's got to prove it at a slam first. And the injury, not, you know, the injury bug has been there for him at 22 years old. Like the back issue, that's a little scary. But when he is healthy, like, I mean, John just said, the power he possesses is an absolute joke. And he has zero qualms about going after any shot, any situation, break point, game point, match point, you name it. He swings as hard as he possibly can. And it always looks like it's going to go in. It's super, super impressive. And the Cincinnati run was, you know, he just took care of business. You know, he beat the who's who of who's playing well now. You know, he didn't beat the Sinners, the Alcarazes, the Novaks, the Zverevs of the world, but whoever was in front of him, guys that have played well the last few months, he absolutely throttled them. And that's what you want going into the Open. It's It was a weird final, though. It was like a 56 minutes when they started the third set. You know, Francis wins the second set 6-1, and then he's getting an injury timeout while Arthur is getting, you know, taking a bathroom break. You know, it's one of those things, you know, we've mentioned it before on this show. Why do you take an injury timeout after you win a set? Like, it makes no sense to me to, like, show any, you know, negativity or, you know, any chinks in the armor, like, for Francis. But he came out a 6-0, and that's a stress-free way to win your first Master Series.
Yeah, it's nice knowing at 5-0 you're going to win. You get to, like, savor it mentally for a while. Yeah.
Like, it could have, like, you know, it's, if it's one break, right? Like, the feelings are so different, but he ran away with that. And tough for Francis, two finals, and I mean, maybe not tough for Francis, two finals in 3 years there in Cincy, so he knows how to play. But good things for Francis after a quick little surgery 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right? We thought maybe he wasn't going to play the tournament.
I don't think we can call it a surgery.
No, it's a cyst removal.
It's a procedure.
Operation?
Yeah, a procedure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't recover from surgery in 2 days.
We'll get to it, but that's like a grade one adductor tear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I still am limping around right now. We'll going to back it. To
that's
rehab.
That's a grade one.
You had a procedure. Exactly.
I can't believe I did that. On the men's side, we got a few honorable mentions. Nakashima, another semifinal.
Yeah, I know.
John, how well is this guy playing? He's got Wayne Ferrer coaching him. His, like, the confidence is high for this guy right now. And he's, like, all of a sudden, like, working his way into, like, the top 15 in the world.
Yeah, he absolutely is. I mean, we've always been fans of his on this pod. I mean, I played him 3 times in one summer. I think, like, maybe 2022. I mean, I played him 3 times in the span of, like, 5 weeks or something like that. And, like, I knew he was so good, but he just doesn't get the credit that he probably deserves, like, as far in the hierarchy of American tennis players, because he's quiet, right? He's not as, you know, flashy. He doesn't have, like, as big of a personality as a lot of the guys ranked ahead of him do. But, man, he's good. He serves so well. He's got a top 5 serve on tour.
He does.
I think the numbers would back that up as well. So, semifinals, DC, correct? Is that right?
Yes. Maybe quarterfinals. Yep. Semis?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was semis.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, but, you know, but talk about going deep in 3 straight big events on the hard court. And he played in, remember, he won the UTS in Rio de Janeiro. Oh, so the dude is
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, before Washington, D.C. So he has played so much tennis. I saw him in Cincy and after one of his 3 set wins, because he had a lot of them there, and he was, you know, we were all there. We spoke to him. I spoke to him, and he's like, yeah, it's good. But, man, like, you could tell he was just exhausted.
He ran out of gas against Francis. I don't know if you watched some of those last 5 or 6 games, like, was struggling to trot balls down.
No, he needs, but he's in a good spot, obviously. You know, we've talked about this. You've won so many matches. It's all about rest now. It's not about hitting the practice court. So he'll get up there in New York. And Wayne Ferrer has done an incredible job. That dude's a really, really good coach. Anyone he's coached has had success.
Yeah. Francis, Popperin, Nakashima.
Exactly.
I'm probably missing some. Do you think, stay on Nakashima for a second, like, he lost Saturday night. If you're him, are you taking, like, 4 days off right now, probably? Like, no place Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, and then go hit Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of thing?
Maybe Wednesday.
You're taking off. No, I'm saying, are you Wednesday. Taking, like, the next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday. I'm talking, my bad, man. Stevie, what do you do in that situation?
Me, personally, I would take, like, 9 days off and just see you on Sunday at the U.S. Open.
But realistically, he probably takes 4 days off, like, completely.
Yeah, I mean, he gets to New York Sunday, tries to knock out, I mean, if you know, whatever stuff he has to do, you know, if possible, like, the next few days. And then when you get to Wednesday, you start hitting. But the guy is not going to forget how to play tennis. He's finally beating guys that are ranked ahead of him in these bigger tournaments, which has been his only issue for the last 5 years. That's why he's been ranked 30 to 50. He has just not capitalized on these big time tournaments, like beating guys ahead of him. And now he's doing that. So if Brandon can continually do that, I mean, he's going to continue to have chances in these bigger events because his game is there.
Yeah. Stevie, another moment in Cincy, Zverev lost to Tommy Paul. Tommy Paul played incredible, especially the last 4 or 5 games of that match. But Zverev, since Wimbledon, first round loss in Canada, and I think that was a second round loss for him in Cincy.
His second round, the third round,
because he had a bye. Like, where do you think Zverev stands with the confidence going into New York? Like, no big deal?
Sky high. Yeah. I mean, he's, again, like, if there's somebody that's going to enjoy, like, you know, getting to hit, you know, 4 to 5 hours a day on the U.S. Open courts, it's Sasha. He loves to get out there and just hit, practice. He's gonna get ready. And I wasn't surprised with the Montreal loss. A little bit more surprised with this one, maybe with how it happened. He's up a break in the third. You think normally he kind of closes the door, and that match got away from him quick in the third. I forget if it was 4-1 or 4-2, you know, whatever the scoreline was in the third against Tommy, and lost like 4 or 5 straight games, which is abnormal for Sasha. So I don't see any issues. He's going to get to a best 3 out of 5. He knows he's physically more fit than, I don't know, just about everyone, if not everyone on tour. So I see no issues for him going into the US Open. He's just got to find a way to you just want to close, you know, those first couple matches out when he has, you know, balls in hand to serve it out, just to kind of squash any, you know, any doubts that you can to serve out a match.
Yep. Before we get into the women, I got two things. I didn't tell you my travel story flying home from Cincy.
Oh, yeah.
John and I both went Cincy to Dallas. John got off in Dallas because he lives there. I had to take one more flight.
Well, I was in first class.
You were in first class. I was in coach with my groin injury. Grinding it out, which we'll get to in a second. We taxi. We're like a minute from taking off, and a guy stands up in the aisle. And the flight attendant's like, sir, please sit down.
On the way to Dallas or on the way to L.A.?
On the way to L.A. from Dallas. Really?
So you're on this plane. Got it.
And he's like, I go to the bathroom. And she's like, we're taking off in 30 seconds. Sir, sit down. He looks right at her and goes, shut the F up. Like, oh my gosh. She then gets on the intercom, calls the pilot. We sit there for 5 minutes. Then we taxi all the way back to the gate. He is escorted off the plane, arrested. He tries to like walk it back, be like, I didn't say that. We're all like, you 100% said it.
No way.
We end up taking off from Dallas at like, you know, 12:45. I landed in LA at like 1:38. I've never been so – I wanted to hit this guy in the face. I've never wanted to hit another human in the face more than this guy. The whole flight.
No way.
So late too.
How long of a delay at that point, Samuel? Was it ultimately?
Hour and a half delay.
Were you in first that
– Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at this,
guys. Unbelievable.
This is embarrassing for Sam.
The whipped cream with little sprinkles.
Jesus. You're like a child.
It's not whipped cream. It's frothed milk.
No, it's froth milk, but then she added a little whipped cream on top with a little cinnamon powder.
you are a child. You're like my daughter.
I didn't ask for it. I just have a lovely wife. Chino, that's
absolute child.
There's three children in that house.
Anyway, yeah, hour and a half delay because this guy started yelling.
Did he have to take a dump?
No, I have no idea. And then he tried to walk it back. He was like real calm after. He's like, no, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? They had to find his bag. I was so agitated.
So what do you do if like you're a minute from taking off and you know the stomach's like, I thought maybe
you
that
can
was
hold
the,
it.
No, he didn't. There's nothing you could do there. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, if it's coming out of you,
that's crazy. Was he a big guy?
No, normal size. This is the second time this year I've been on a flight and had someone kicked off before I've taken off.
It's pretty exciting though. If you're like not in a hurry.
Yeah, if it wasn't midnight, I would have been in.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not like in a hurry, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Anyone get that on you know, you see these like
now, a lady in front of me, once he started arguing with the flight attendant, we were back in the gate, lady in front of me started filming.
Oh god.
But damage That's was gross. Done. And also, groin update. As you guys know, we did the soccer kick when we were in Cincinnati. Which by the way, our point was proven. The two of you made 2 of 5, and I would have made 3 of 5 because I'm a better kicker than you both.
No, yeah,
but
clearly.
I did partially tear my groin and adductor. I'm adductor groin. It's the same thing I kind of learned.
Okay.
But I'm in rehab. I'll be fully back to strength in probably 3-4 weeks, but I will be hobbling through the open a little bit.
So let's go through it really quick. So you kicked the first one and you knew right away something was off, right?
Right away as it came through, I was like, oh no. Like, and then I kind of tried to kick the second one, but I kicked it at 50% knowing that I was done.
It's embarrassing. Brutal. It's truly embarrassing.
But you guys came through 2 of 5. Our point is proven. And we were talking to the goalie. He's like, if you're a good athlete, he's got to guess. We can make 2 of 5, 3 of 5 every time. That was not with soccer shoes.
So, not with you know, horrible shoes.
You know, Caroline Wozniacki is watching, like, point proven. You're wrong.
Yeah, she's wrong.
Stevie's wrong.
Yeah, Stevie's wrong too. Thank you. You're wrong, Stevie.
Yeah. You guys want to get to me? I would have apologized, but I don't want to now because you guys are making me. I was going to, and now I'm not going to.
But go back to tennis. It's super close. It doesn't matter who the goalie is.
Yeah.
We're making 2, 3 out of 5.
I'm convinced. Yep. I will say I'm convinced that these guys are playing with a ball that's way too hard.
It was a very hard ball. I would never take one off the head. All right, back to tennis. The women's tournament in Cincinnati, blockbuster final. Coco Gauff takes out Jessie Pegula last night in prime time. Coco Gauff wins 6-2, 6-4 in an hour and 15 minutes. John, this is the best I've seen Coco play all year. Like, she's I feel like she's managing the forehand, serves coming in, and then she's arguing about the best backhand, best mover on tour. And she made quick work of Jess Pegula, who is playing great right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jess ran out of gas. I think everyone would say that physically, mentally. She had a lot of three setters. I hope your latte is very tasty.
This is ridiculous. Sorry.
No, but Coco, you're right, Sam. Like, she was the best player all week. Her forehand looked great. It had so much margin, and it just looked, everything in her game looked completely under control. She was serving well. She was serving well on the first serve. The second serve, you didn't really have any. You know, when she would toss it up, you kind of had full confidence that she was going to make a solid second serve, moving so well. Her backhand has always been her best shot, so, like, never to worry there. But it's her serve and her forehand that have gone awry the last couple years in big moments. Not the case at all. She was dominant, and for sure she's one of the top, you know, three or four favorites heading into New York right now. I mean, she was so incredibly impressive all tournament long.
I think she's the favorite.
No, it's great for both these women, obviously, to have three Americans in the final across both these events. Like, it's great for American tennis leading into the U.S. Open. There's so much buzz already. You know, it's Monday. Quali starts today, but, like, the U.S. Open is jam-packed. And it's, like, great to have, you know, the Americans do well right before to just continue that, you know, kind of momentum and buzz going into the Open.
You are right. It is jam-packed on the grounds there. And everyone on the grounds of the U.S. Open, I know where they get their tennis gear, and that's a Tennis Warehouse.
Yeah, look, everybody's playing more tennis in the summer. They spend more time outside and maybe try and win a few more matches this year. You got to go to Tennis Warehouse.
If you're spending your summer on the tennis court, which I know it's kind of the end of summer, which everyone did spend their summer on the tennis court, Tennis Warehouse has everything you need. They also have things you need for, like, the fall too, and winter and spring.
Yeah, they have a massive selection from all the top tennis brands. So if it's racket, shoes, strings, apparel, whatever it is, Tennis Warehouse has you covered.
Yeah, and for me, I've always got my eyes on the new pair of shoes that are coming out. Thanks to them, we've got some because, you know, the shoes that I used to wear back playing on tour, they just don't quite fit anymore. And that's why I need more shoes, and thanks to Tennis Warehouse.
You know how everyone hates calling companies and they're like, oh, I got to talk to customer service. Not Tennis Warehouse. They're very enjoyable people to talk to. You can go there. They're the best customer service team. They will help you out with anything you need.
Yep. And fast free shipping on orders over $50. So if you make a relatively big order over $50, it's free shipping, easy returns, and always the lowest prices are guaranteed with Tennis Warehouse.
Yeah. So before your next match, your big league match or tournament, head over to tenniswarehouse.com and get ready to make the most of your summer swing.
All right. Thanks, Tennis Warehouse. They truly are the best, and I still want to see the warehouse. Moving on now.
Why do your shoes not fit anymore?
Why do you think, John?
Are your feet fatter?
I'm just getting fatter.
But it goes to your feet?
That's what I'm asking my question.
My shoes, thank you. They were like, you guys didn't wear, my shoes were like just a little too small when I played.
Put your feet on the screen.
My shoes were a little too small when I played because, like, I didn't want any movement in there. So, like, They are, I used to wear like a 12.
You're like
now
Rafa.
I'm like a 12 and a half. Yeah, I got serious issues down there, like, with my feet. Not as bad as John, and I'm still a better athlete than you, Sam, but it's they just don't fit anymore. It's sad because they were like gloves. They were like molded to my feet, like all my ASICS shoes back in the day, and they just don't fit anymore. It hurts. Every time I wear them at like a charity hit, You don't even do anything. I like can't walk the next day, and it makes me so sad. So if anybody wants size 12 shoes, I've got like 30 pairs in my closet. Just send me a note.
Wow. I bet we're going to get some inquiries for that.
Now I'm a 12 and a half. Yeah. Sadly.
I bet we're going to get some, you're going to get some people to reach out for those.
Hey,
those
I got 12. Grass shoes. You guys want grass shoes, clay shoes? I got it all. You name it. It's all yours.
By the way, make fun of my feet, but you can't leave Sam's feet, you know, alone. Sam's got the big toe, like, you got that thing going.
I can't even walk barefoot on my left foot right now.
Sam's body is a waste of a human.
I'm with you, Sam. We have bad feet. Tennis players, our feet just go through the ringer.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Embarrassing.
All right, let's move on. Major news. What a week for major news. I'm going to start with Alcaraz. He put up the post. Here we go. He's back. He's playing the U.S. Open. He's also playing mixed with Serena. John, starting with you, how pumped are you that Alcaraz is back? How pumped is the world that Alcaraz is back playing the U.S. Open? This is the best thing that's ever happened for the U.S. Open.
Oh, yes. This is huge.
Huge.
We're going to get to the other top player here in a little bit, but, you know, it kind of a reversal of roles. Obviously, Alcaraz misses Wimby, Sinner wins Wimby. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it's anyway. So this is huge.
Let me rephrase it. Carlos is in and Sinner's out. I think you're saying the reverse.
Sinner's like we thought, maybe Carlos wouldn't play. You get to that exactly.
I was, so, but we're switching it up. I should talk about
bad,
them
both. My bad there. But yeah, I mean, everyone saw the videos online. He was practicing with Holger Rune. I mean, he looks good.
Teasing us for months.
Yeah, that's just practice. Seen some photos of him that like Blair Henley posted a couple photos. Like, he looks fit and like super strong, very tan. I like his hair.
Dude, how fast does his hair grow? This guy has had 10 different hairdos in the last 10 months. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's on Nutrafol. Just getting that thickness. But yeah. No. But he looks good. Obviously, he's short, crazy short on matches. And he's going to play some mixed doubles. We know that. There's a lot of big news to talk about. But this is huge that he's back. Huge.
Stevie, everyone's talking about, I'm surprised he's coming back to play the Open so early. I'm not. I feel like for Carlos, I'm going to assume that he's been fine for a full month and practicing 3-4 hours a day and rehabbing. And it's been feeling, honestly, 100% for a month. And he probably could have played Canada and could have played Cincy, but didn't. Are you like me? Do you trust Carlos is making the 100% correct decision? And he might not say he's going to win the tournament, but physically, I'm assuming he's fine, even though the narrative from like a lot of our colleagues and everyone is like, I can't believe he's playing the Open, like 3 out of 5 sets. He's not just like he woke up Monday and was like, you know what? It finally feels good. Let me play the Open.
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised that the US Open is his first tournament for sure. But with Carlos and his team, you've got to assume he's 100%. There's no way he's rushing this.
Yeah.
He's too smart.
It has
smart.
Been for a while, I bet.
He's too smart. Like, I mean, his team is too smart and too methodical about their approach to come back to play a Grand Slam, best 3 out of 5. If he's just not quite there, because a right wrist is, it could be detrimental in the long term and completely take him out of whatever trajectory he has on and is going to be on for the next, you know, 10, 15 years. So I assume he's going to be 100%. So if he's playing, that tells me he's ready to go. I don't know what the tennis is going to look like because he hasn't played a match since Barcelona, if I'm not mistaken,
correct,
in the final.
Yeah, that's where he hurt it. Yeah.
Right. So that's the only issue for me is, will the tennis be there? You know, some of the all-time greats, obviously Rogers, the Rafas, the Novaks, if they had any time off, they came back and didn't skip a beat. So I would like for him to do that because the U.S. Open needed this. You know, they don't need the storyline, but it is a beautiful thing to see Carlos Alcaraz back in the draw, especially in New York. Like, it's a massive event, and he's a global superstar, so it's great to see him back.
He needs, like, the first round or two, play guys that, like, don't have big games and give him, like, nice rhythm.
He doesn't want to play Tarante and, like,
yeah, exactly.
Hit, like,
you don't want to play
120 mile power
forehand. Petchy Perry card, then Tarante, and then...
Oof. Yeah.
But it's going to be fun. And then speaking of Carlos still, him and Serena playing mixed doubles together. Serena not playing singles. So she did not take a wild card in singles. So
interesting.
I don't know.
But Venus is.
Smart. This where smart. She gets a win. We'll see.
Yeah.
But Serena and Carlos on the mixed doubles court is going to be... God, I'm going to get made fun of again.
This is ridiculous.
No, gosh. Abby.
Does it get any better? I mean, holy smokes. You guys keep going. Serena and Carlos on the doubles court. Excuse me, on the mixed doubles court. That's going to be like TV ratings gold. That's going to be the biggest. Do you think they're the... John, people are going to make the mistake. They're going to assume like, oh, they're favorites to win it. They're 100% not. They're arguably maybe the worst team in the draw, quite frankly.
Yeah. No, it'll be... Yeah, it'll be... I feel like the mixed doubles event was like lacking a little star power.
It was.
Not anymore.
It was.
Not anymore now. But my thing for Serena is... I guess it's disappointing she's not playing singles. I mean, she's not coming out of retirement. I mean, she played singles at Wimbledon. Clearly, her body's not up for it. So, you can't imagine this is how she envisioned the comeback going, like not being able to suit up for singles. But, yeah, I mean, mixed doubles, it's cool. It'll be cool for a moment, and then everyone's going to forget about it because it's this exhibition event. So,
I feel like going back to your point – I feel like they needed him. This is like the USTA's baby, and they didn't have Yannick. They didn't have Coco. You know, at the time, they didn't have Serena. They didn't have Carlos. It felt like they needed these two to like come in, and now it feels like a massive, massive event.
But for Carlos, it's a no-brainer. I guess it's mixed doubles, but this is in front of a crowd. Like this is like match play in front of a crowd. So it's an absolute no brainer for Carlos. So if he can win a few matches, like that should serve him very well for singles.
They got a good draw. They play a qualifying team.
Sorry?
They play a qualifying team.
So they got a good draw.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. Yeah. Is that on camera of them like doing the draw, like pulling the chips out?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very suspicious.
But though it's worse for him, the qualifying team is going to be like a mixed doubles specialist team.
For sure. Yeah.
They're going to like lose to the qualifying team.
Yes. You know what it's like? It's like those pickleball draws you would always get, Sam. Like people were rigging the pickleball draws.
They were. I mean, you want to do, we'll do a deep dive into that in the offseason.
No, thank you.
I'll pull up the draws. No, Stevie, Sinner out. Sinner just kind of quiet, like played Wimbledon and then pulled out of Toronto, and you're like, all right, no big deal. He's for sure playing Cincy. And then out of Cincy, now out of the Open. Bummer. The knee is kind of like the wrist. You can't, you know, push it. And then he's also had such an amazing year. Like, there's no reason if it's not 100% to play, I guess, right?
Yeah, it made no sense. But I don't remember there being, like, a specific moment in Wimbledon where, like, the knee was bothering him. So maybe it happened after, or it was just a nagging thing that kind of came up. But a total bummer. I did not see this on my radar at all with him skipping, because for him, okay, he wins Wimby, whatever. He misses the summer, like he plays the US Open, he plays Shanghai, right? He's going to play the rest of the year. But this was confusing to me. But I also guess I haven't seen like any videos of him practicing. He's not as much on social media kind of doing that thing.
I did see videos of him practicing.
But
he was practicing during Montreal. There were videos of him practicing.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Oh, I missed it. So I'm more surprised now after hearing that, quite frankly.
Well, he got hurt in practice. I mean, that's
he must
like,
have,
how
right?
else can you explain it?
Yeah.
And once he pulled out of Cincinnati.
I thought he got hurt at Wimbledon.
Well, you're eating pancakes. Shut up, dude.
But once he pulled out of Cincinnati, like now it's not a surprise he's out of the Open. Because like obviously all along his plan was to play Cincy, of course.
Right.
And then go to New York. So he pulls out of Cincinnati. Then you know something serious is up. Because he's not going to pull out of Cincinnati for rest reasons. That's why everyone assumed he pulled out of Montreal. Alarm bell started ringing once he pulled out of Cincy. And then now, like, to me, it's not surprising he's out of the Open.
Yeah, true. I want to talk about the U.S. Open wild cards. Obviously, Twitter, X, everyone's up in arms over who gets a wild card, who doesn't get a wild card. The one I want to talk about is Gael Monfils got a wild card. Stan Wawrinka did not get a wild card. Do you guys have any strong opinions on that? Stevie.
Do you realize how the wild cards work for the U.S. Open?
He got the French one.
He got the French one.
God, yeah, dude.
Just, gosh, you're, dang it. I should have known that.
You're like a tennis media mogul, and you don't even know the basics.
Let me go back.
Sam's eating this delicious pancakes right now.
Don't take his side, John. That's embarrassing.
Stan did not get a wild card, but I guess you could argue Patrick Kipson got a wild card. Darwin Branch got a wild card. Those maybe are the two that you're like, they got it over Stan. Feelings on that, anyone? Or is that just wild cards are wild cards and they go to whoever you want? And even though it's Stan, like, you can't complain. And maybe Stan's not complaining. It's stupid tennis Twitter that complains.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen anything from Stan, but I would assume he's definitely not flustered, maybe just like upset that he doesn't get a chance to say goodbye. He won it 10 years ago. I don't know.
He played a challenger last week.
No, in Mexico.
I know. But you get it, though. This is how it's always been. It's never based on, you know, it's the U.S. Open. They have, you know, five wild cards basically allocated already, and there's three to be given out. So it is what it is, and the USTA and the U.S., they felt like, you know, the Americans, like, it's their home slam. It's their opportunity to get it. Like,
yeah,
none of us are in the room. None of us are in the room. There's a committee now that votes on it. So it's not just like one person making, you know, it's not just one jury, judge, and executioner, right? Like, it's just, there's a committee, they vote on it, and that's what it is.
So, but Stan has received a wild card before into the US Open.
2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't get it last year.
Not last year, because it was kind of a similar situation last year. So I think the USTA would be setting, in their minds, a bad precedent giving a discretionary wild card two times to a foreign player. I think that's how they looked at it. Yeah. And I know, yes, he's a former champion. It would be great drama
to
see him play.
If I'm not mistaken as well, a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, you get one.
You get one. And yeah, I think that's it. So it would be great. It would be good TV to see his send-off in New York. I mean, he's a champion there.
All right. But we did get to see a send-off in Australia, in Paris, in Wimbledon. Yeah.
But again, like, it's not like the US Open is trying to sell tickets with Stan. They don't need wild cards to sell tickets. So I get it. Like, people are going to be upset, but Gaël gets one because he's French. I don't know if, you know, it's crazy that he's getting one over the French guy we saw, Arthur Guia. That guy was a stud.
Dude, what happened to Kouame? Remember?
He's just in qualies.
I would thought he would have got it, maybe.
I'm with you, Sam.
He was such a star in Roland Garros.
Yeah.
But you would think he would have gotten one over that Arthur Guia guy who won a 250 this summer?
But I want to go back. Like, he's kind of, he won two rounds of Roland Garros, and I haven't seen his name at any tournament, not even quality.
No, he was playing the tournament in Cancun that Stan was playing.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the other wild cards, Jack Kennedy, he won the boys 18 under national hard courts. You guys are actually interviewing him today. After this episode. It'll be out on Thursday. It's going to be really fun.
Should be good
to get that. Moving on, I got a little note here. Trini Rodman got a new hairstyle. We don't have the video. I saw it on the internet, but again, she can just so dynamic with what she can do off the field. And oh, you know what? Sorry, Kyrgios. I didn't even want to touch on it that much. He's an idiot. Like, I don't think we need it. You guys have anything to say on him?
Yeah, we could there's two sides to the coin here, right? It's Nick is a very polarizing figure. He often sits in a glass house and throws monster stones at a whim and just, you know, throws accountability at other players who have had issues with the suspensions and whatnot. Right. So, like, you get that aspect of him. He's always going to say what he feels. And I agree, like, you know, he may not be the biggest fan of, or guys on the tour might not be the biggest fan of his, but if he's actually having serious problems and you want somebody to, like, get some help if they need it. So hopefully he can get that. But, you know, there's going to be a time now where people come back and start throwing those same stones back at him, and he's going to have to hold himself accountable. Bottom line, it's unfortunate, right? Like, you don't want somebody to struggle and you want to help, but he's going to have to eat it for a little bit. But, you know, hopefully he can get the help he needs. But this pretty much, I think, ends his tennis career. So I don't know, but it's a bummer for all situations. You want to pile on a guy that he's down, but you got to have some accountability for what you've done, and you got to face some of the hypocrisy now that you're facing. So
that was well said, Stevie.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. He'll say this, you know, it's, or his defenders, you know, it's a party drug versus a performance enhancing drug. There's a difference there, but yes, I mean, spiraling a bit for sure. But of course, all you can hope for is that he gets the help he needs, and, you know, he puts this behind him and he stops, you know, acting like this. I find it hard to believe that he's going to come back to professional tennis at a high level.
Zero chance.
Maybe this is the moment where he just totally locks in. I don't know. He's had a lot of chances over in the past couple of years to like to have that moment. We haven't seen it. But a lot of people think it's hypocritical. Fair points for sure. But he's off the radar right now, getting the help he needs, and let's hope he comes back and ultimately learns from this. Because all of us live in glass houses. I'm not one to judge. So that's just where I'm at. So
and to be fair, it's not like he was playing a schedule. He's played three tournaments this year.
Yeah,
he's probably let's say he's banned for a year. It's not like we were getting a bunch of them this year anyway. So hopefully he gets the help he needs.
One thing I don't want him to claim is like mental health. Like enough of that, right?
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yes, you're rehabbing injuries and it's tough. Like
everyone's going through something. You just partied.
Everyone's going through something. You just party, put it behind him, get the help he needs, get out of this rehab period and get on with his life and hopefully his professional tennis life. There you go.
No, agreed. All right, enough of that. Let's move on now.
Let's move back to New York, Samuel.
Let's move back to New York. I'm going to New York later today. Stevie, John, you guys are on a couple days, and we've got some very fun things lined up in the city.
Yes. Sam and I, we're doing this big thing with our partners at Prince at the City Pickle Palooza. Can't wait for you to see you do that again. In Times Square on the 27th, we will be there. I believe it's between 42nd and 43rd Street. I'm fired up.
Between 1 and 3, we're playing Tipti, this new racket game. Just like I dominate with the penalty kicks, I'm going to dominate Stevie and Tipti.
Dude.
Come try it out with us.
Are you able to play?
I'm going to see the physio beforehand, get wrapped, and then figure it out.
Jesus.
When's the last time you've done an adductor exercise?
I did both on the weekend.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to rehab after this.
But Stevie and Sam, they'll be hanging around afterwards to give away free prizes and do a quick meet and greet and autograph session. Do not want to miss that with Stevie and Sam.
Don't you miss out. So if you want to come down and see us, make sure you head over to City Pickle Palooza on the 27th of August. That's Thursday.
Yep. Come out there, watch us, say hi, win prizes. It's going to be really fun. And who knows, maybe you'll fall in love with Tipti. We'll see.
Tipti's interesting to me because you can close the net.
Yes.
Yeah, you can kick the ball too.
There's a couple rules I'm not a fan of, but we'll have to figure it out while you play it live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, it's going to be fun. Come check it out. All right, let's move on. Major opinions. Stevie stats. You hit us with a great one earlier with the Coco Gauff return stats. What do you got for us?
I've got which player on the WTA Tour has the best head-to-head record against Iga Swiatek?
Ostapenko. Yeah,
he sure is your favorite.
We love Ostapenko.
Yeah, you do.
It's like 6-1 or something.
6-0.
6-0.
He's unbeatable. Isner and I in a little tennis chat, and it looks like she flew private to the Hamptons the other day.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ostapenko. Ostapenko doing big things.
Dude, Craigslist must be doing numbers. She's selling.
Yeah, she's moving product.
She's moving product.
Holy smokes. Penko, let us know if you guys want Ostapenko on the pod. I really want her on the pod, and I think she would be very fun. Anyway, John, guys,
sorry.
You got a serve bot of the week?
I do. I have a feeling that you're playing down the adductor injury.
I don't know.
Maybe you take enough painkillers and
I've yet to take an Advil since the injury.
What is the high powered anti-inflammatory?
Voltaren.
Voltaren. Yeah.
I'm going to rub it.
Indocin.
I've been doing a lot of protein shakes the last like 4 days.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell with those pancakes.
So
anyways, my and the whipped cream coffee is so much protein, dude. It's just loaded with protein.
Abby's trying to keep me injured.
Serve bot of the week. We talked about Binock and how good his serve is. In the round of 16 in Cincinnati against Nuno Borges, he had 27 aces. He won 85% of his first serve points, and he saved all four break points that he faced. I mean, he's like teetering on like serve bot. I mean, he returns well.
Yeah.
But his serve is ridiculous. And it was ridiculous. It's been ridiculous all summer. That's why he's had such a great run.
He's got a nice rhythm on the serve. It's not the like explosive.
Motion,
it's just
the serve
like,
motion is pretty.
It's real pretty. Yeah,
repeatable, pretty, everything about it.
My query of the week, I was going to go with, did we actually land on the moon? But I want to do a deep dive on that maybe down the road. We've got some pretty strong opinions on that here on this show.
Yeah, we'll break it down here on Nothing Major.
I want to go with U.S. Open. Everyone, are you taking Carlos or the field? Right now you had to bet.
You jerk.
field.
Field.
Taking the field.
Yeah.
I'm taking
that could change after that could change after like Monday night. Just to see how the wrist is.
Yeah, if he routines like his first and second round matches, doesn't lose a set, wins 2-2-2, that you think I'm going Carlos.
But right now I take the field. It just there's too much unknown with the wrist. Like he hasn't played in 3.5-4 months. I mean matches.
What all he's like a plus 150 favorite, which is the shortest favorite.
Yeah, 170.
Yeah.
But that doesn't indicate it's like a 1-to-1, you know what I mean? So it's like a it's not an even bet. So I'll just go with Vegas and take the field there.
Yeah. I think though, kind of like to Stevie's point, Vegas is even looking at it. If he wins his first round 2-2-2, I feel like that shoots up to +300.
No.
Minus.
Nope. Or sorry, minus 300.
Other way.
It won't shoot up that much. But
no. He'll stay like a plus 150, 170.
A plus?
Yeah, like the first couple rounds.
He's not going to be the favorite in the second round. I just don't see that happening.
Wait, he's the favorite right now.
He's the favorite right now.
Like a minus favorite. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like,
he is the favorite, excuse me, but not like a, you know, bet 100 to win like 75.
Okay.
That's
where do y'all think, like, do you think Novak is looking at this? All right. Like we talked about, like Wimbledon was his last best chance. Like no center, right?
This is it.
We're talking about, right? Because he does.
This is it.
Yes. Fonseca at Roland Garros, that was like his one early loss at a Grand Slam and that I can remember in quite some time. Fonseca played great. But anyways, we'll talk about Djokovic at another time.
Yeah, we will. And just like we'll also talk about moon landing another time. But here's what I do know. If we did go to the moon, I'd take a little drip drop with me. Summer always reminds me how hydration is. And if you're going to go to the moon, you definitely want to be hydrated. Between going to the moon, busy days, travel, always got to have that drip drop with you.
If you go to the moon, you definitely want to be hydrated. You also want to give the guys at NASA a launch gift, right? Right,
Sam? Yeah, yes. You want to give them a
launch gift. But Drip Doctor is doctor-developed, proven fast hydration. This stuff is really, really good. You can, like, as soon as you drink it, you actually can like feel the difference right away. It's science-based formulas and 3 times the electrolytes of your leading sports drinks.
Yeah, it's become part of my daily routine. It tastes great. It's easy to take with me, and it helps me stave off dehydration and torn groins. You got to stay hydrated so you don't tear your groin.
That's true. I tore mine. If you're working, traveling, whatever it is, Drip Drop keeps hydration on the mind. It's good for you to just stay hydrated.
Yeah, and if you think tennis players need to be hydrated out there playing in the summer heat, well, there's an occupation out there that is a lot more strenuous than tennis, and it's firefighters.
And
astronauts. But firefighters especially, they trust Drip Drop. You can't be cramping going into a house fire trying to rescue people out of there. So they're trusted by firefighters and medical professionals, top college and pro sports teams now. So they help support your hydration when water alone is not enough.
And with so many great flavors, you got so many to choose from, you just got to hit the Drip Drop.
Right now, Drip Drop is offering our podcast listeners 20% off your first order. Go to dripdrop.com and use promo code NOTHINGMAJOR.
That's dripdrop.com, promo code NOTHINGMAJOR for 20% off.
Stock up now at dripdrop.com and use promo code NOTHINGMAJOR.
All right. Thanks, everyone. That was a great episode. Remember, we got Jack Kennedy, the 18 international champion, on Thursday. He has a wild card in the U.S. Open. I'm excited for the draw to come out to see who he plays. We'll see everyone in a few days. And then after that, we're getting into the something major during the Open. See you guys Thursday.
It's embarrassing with the food that you're receiving. With the same eyes for John, the same for Sam. Stevie J won the bronze, but none won a slam.
So Posse, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning, with a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.